Good morning. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord again this morning. It's so good to be here on this nice, kind of a sorty, windy, cold day. But you know what? That's all right. The Lord still loves us. Amen? I want you to remember this verse this morning. It's a very short verse. It's in Proverbs chapter 3. Remember this verse. It is very important in your Christian walk. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your what? Soul. And do what else? And strength, and lean not to your what? Own understanding. Amen? Remember that. That's very important in your Christian walk, because you can't do this by yourself. Amen? Amen. Welcome everyone to our service, our visitors. Welcome to our visitors this morning. Make sure that you, if you haven't signed the attendance card that's there on by your seat, make sure you sign that. And we thank the Lord for your presence this morning. And we want you to put your focus on Jesus this morning. Amen. Gail, would you play a prayer song for us, please? Let us pray. Oh Lord, what a privilege, what an honor. Oh, it's awesome, Lord, that we can come before you, Lord, and just say thank you, Lord. So much is going on, so much sickness, Lord. Things are just going on in folks' lives that we have no control over. But Lord, we know that you can do anything. Nothing is impossible for you. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us this morning. Guide us in our service. Direct us in the way we want to go. And Lord, we ask that you would condition each heart by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we might be able to take communion and we might be able to eat at your table. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you wave at each other and say good morning without moving around?
Church, let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to remember the wisdom we have been given by your word and those before us. Lord, give us grace in applying what we have learned. When enticed by this evil in the world, help our feet not to turn even slightly to their path. Let us see how useless the things of this world are without you. Let us not be simple or mocking. Let us not be fools that hate knowledge. Forgive us, Lord, for not seeking your wisdom, for pursuing our own way, for not listening to your guidance. We open our ears and our hearts to you, and we ask the Holy Spirit, come minister to our hearts. Give us understanding of your word, O Lord. We will listen to your wisdom, for whoever listens to you will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm. Help us be wise and grow closer to you and behold the wonderful maker you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I've got two birthdays coming up this week, and both from the same family. We got Catherine Neal on the 6th and Riley Martin Neal on the 11th. And I'm sure anybody else got birthdays we need to know about?
I got one next month.
You got a birthday next month? Oh, next month.
Well, we celebrate. We start celebrating now.
All right, we'll sing happy birthday and we'll keep you in mind in advance, all right?
Okay.
Announcements go. I see that, remember.
I have an announcement this morning. Announcement that comes from Mr. Ian Grisoulas, and he is the son of Miss Elizabeth Grisoulas. And the announcement is simply this: the family has donated a monetary amount to Alamo United Methodist Church in her memory. And we would just like to say, I wish they were here to thank them, but we will send them a thank you card for that wonderful donation. So I just wanted to make that known to the church that they did give a donation in her honor.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. All hail, hail, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise
morning, everyone. Our reading today is from Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Our second reading is from James, chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. And our third reading is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 12. Sexual immorality. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May be seated. All right, quiet. Thank you.
As we prepare to hear the word of God, let us go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come listening and we come seeking. We come to praise your name and to hear the message that you would have for each of us today. We ask that you give Pastor Ted strength, that you give him the ability to turn loose of himself so that the Holy Spirit may speak through him. And let the message that your Spirit delivers light up a fire in each of us, so that when we leave this place, all may see your glory through us. And we pray that we may be your instruments to take your word to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
All right. Well, today in Children's Church, first, I'm sure a lot of you don't know me, but my name is Heather. And so since this is our first time, let's talk. What's your name? All right, it was great to meet you. And Carolyn, yes. All right, well, hey, there was three scriptures, but I chose one. The scripture is, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all. So what does that mean? Let's talk about it. Have you ever made pudding before? Okay, well, let's make some pudding, and let's relate this in here. So we're going to put all the pudding mix, because that's what it says on the instructions, right? So we're going to put the pudding mix in there. And then we have to put some milk, and it calls for 3 cups of milk. So can you hold that real quick? Let's put this real quick. Put it over there. There you go. All right, you pour. And it said 3. Everybody count. So that's, we're following the instructions, right? So that's 1, 2, 3. All right. Okay. And then what do we have to do next? Probably mix it up. Okay, Laura, while I'm talking, can you try to mix that up? All right. Okay. So we did the, it said to mix it all up, so we did it. So we put a little bit of milk, and then we're going to put a little bit of chocolate chips. So Lori's doing that. Let's put a little bit of chocolate chips. Okay. Send fast, 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 because that's how instantly do it. Okay. All right. Now, the next thing, it's not on the instructions, but I thought it would be special if we added. So I'm going to add, I brought a little bit of dog food. So we're going to put some, we're going to put some dog food in the pudding. You don't want dog food in the pudding? Why not? We come on, guys, just a little bit. Look, we put a little bit of everything else. I mean, okay, all right. It's not a big deal if we just do it this one time. Okay. All right, do you think it's the dog food would ruin the pudding?
Yes.
Okay, so let's not put it in. Let's save that for another time. Okay, so the scripture says that maybe you think that if you only allow yourself to do a little bit of sin, like thinking mean thoughts about your teacher or saying that you don't have candy to share when you do or telling your mom you cleaned the room and you didn't, that won't hurt you. That's not a big deal. A lot of the times we think that big sins, like stealing, is the only thing that separates us from God. But a sin, like the dog food, is even a little bit in your life isn't good and can really mess things up. Like this little bit of dog food would mess up the whole pudding, right? Right. We all are sinners and we know that. And we know that Christ died for our sins. But he wants us to put in a good fight against the sins and not try to let the sins keep us away from him, Amen. Not even a little bit, in sinning. All right. So let's say a little prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you We thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins.
We thank you for forgiving us for all our sins.
Both big and little.
Both big and little.
Help us to remember.
Help us to remember.
That they are all the same in your sight.
That they are all the same in your sight.
Amen.
Amen.
Guys, we're going to take this back and I'll stir it up and then y'all can eat it as long as nobody's allergic to it, okay? All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you. Good morning, saints. Oh, yeah, here we are again with part three of this wonderful sermon series. We started out with Better. The title of this series is called Better. The first week, we talked about better priorities. Last week, we talked about what? Better relationships. And this, today, we're going to talk about better choices. Better choices. And we're going to learn today that in order to make these better choices, something has to happen first. We have to have a guide or filter. But before I tell you about the guide and the filter, I want to share with you a little story about church movement. About me, I'm and to do with your goal. I think it is for you to give you a good experience. And to do. Long ago, when I was in the land, I was teaching. Cold and great. Cold and great. So I went there. I got away with it clean before I lost. But I got home and I was great on the table. My dad came in, I was ready. He was very concerned at this point. He took me back down the same way. That was bad enough. And he apologized to the manager. That was bad. And my dad was the deepest in the church for reverence. One of the things that he didn't like was he told me he was to be in that. I can't talk about the end of the year. That was perfect. You know what else he did? He taught me. He was going to tell you that story one day. Fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That fear doesn't mean that you're scared that he's going to punish you for doing so. That fear means that you love God, you reverence God, and you don't want to make him mad. We were growing up, we did not want to make our parents mad. Because we loved him, we didn't want him to be disappointed. Yes. God, we very disappointed in us. Okay, now I'll show you my story. Now, I am convinced that living a life with Jesus is the best way to live. When we submit to him, give our all to him, our lives are better in every single way. You know, sometimes it's important for us to focus on having better relationships to experience the life that God has for us. So this morning, we're going to continue this series. And then we're going to look at our need to make better choices. Now, Some of you might be saying, boy, I sure know a person who could use this message. So before you say that, recognize this, that that we all struggle time to time in making the right choices, making wise decisions. And so this conversation or this message is very important, because when we make bad choices, we open up ourselves to any toxic things that can harm us from the inside out. So, in order to make these right choices, we've got to get proper wisdom. We've got to have proper wisdom. If we don't have proper wisdom, we all run the risk of allowing toxic things into our hearts and minds. And when I talk about toxic, I mean any choice that might lead us to poisonous outcomes that could either harm us, cause a sickness, or even death. You know, much like the food that we eat sometimes, you know, and some of the choices that we make are actually, believe it or not, poisoning our lives. So what do we do about this? Well, the first thing is to know this. Better choices begin with a fear of God. Better choices begin with a fear of the Almighty. And a desire to make better decisions in our lives, it comes from a series of all the bad ones that we did in the past. You know, we've got to make an intentional change for there to be what be different outcomes. And just as, you know, just like you need a filter to filter out bad water, you're going to need a filter to filter out the bad choices that we make. And that filter is called the Book of Proverbs, at least one of the filters. And because that book, it's loaded with wisdom. There's over 3,000 statements of wisdom and knowledge that can be used to help us. And Proverbs was written by King Solomon, David's son. And it was written because Solomon was the wisest man on earth. There has been none other wise on this earth other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And he asked the Lord one day when he became king, the Lord said, Solomon, what can I do for you? Tell me something that I can do for you. And instead of asking for riches and gold and to kill all of his enemies and all of this, Solomon asked him for this. He says, Lord, give me wisdom so that I can guide your people and show them the right way to go. And the Lord was impressed with this. So he made Solomon the wisest man in the world. So I would challenge you to read the book of Proverbs and hear about the things that he says. So, in Proverbs 1:7, it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7 tells us that the beginning of wisdom is to have a fear of God. Now, if you look at this closely, this idea of fearing God seems to go against the teaching, biblical teaching, that we're all loved by God. Why in the world would we fear him if he loves us? And how can that make us to make better choices? The word for fear can be best understood in this way, in reverence and respect for the Lord. When we begin to have a deep respect and reverence for God, because of who we are his children, and he is our heavenly Father. He's our all-powerful creator, and we are fallible humans. When we begin to understand that and have that reverence, we begin to live with wisdom in our everyday choices. There was an evangelist that said this. His name was Ray Comfort. He says, when men don't fear God, they give themselves to evil. When we're given a list of toxic choices that seem good, like a good choice at the moment, we sometimes need to have some kind of reason to get away from those choices. And that reason is a fear and a reverence and respect for the Almighty. So remember that when it's come time to make choices. You know, it would be helpful to think about what it was like to be a child in the kitchen when your parents were cooking. You see, whenever I got too close to the stove, there was a loud warning, Ted, you know, and sometimes they even slapped my hand, you know, stay away from that. You know, and this was all done to put fear in us so we wouldn't do it. Not because our parents were upset or they were going to hurt you, but they knew that you would be in danger of being hurt without that. And this is the same type of fear. This is true with living with the fear of God, knowing that God is looking out for our best interest. We don't want to make decisions that might upset him or break his heart. We don't want to make decisions that would lead to negative outcomes that might harm us or others. We receive his discipline in our lives, and we learn to move from fear to trust because we know he loves us. But it all starts with a fear of God. Now, every now and then, our hearts and our minds can try to fool us in believing that just a little bit of bad choices won't make a difference. You see, we can dip our toe, we can take a taste, it won't affect us. We can go to that website just for a minute, it won't hurt us. You know, or we could put that post on Facebook. Everybody does that. I'll do it. They won't know who I am. The problem is with that is that even just the trace of sin or toxin can be incredibly harmful for us from the inside out. And the book of James speaks to this very fact. If you have your Bibles, let's go to James chapter 2, verse 2, and let's take a look and see what Brother James said about this subject. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever keeps the whole law, yet stumbles at just one point, is guilty of breaking all of it. What he's saying there, if you're going to keep the law, you got to keep all of them, every last one of them. All right? You know, you can't say, well, this is light sin and this is, you know, dark sin. It's all sin. God says it's all sin. So knowing that, let's take a look and see and what he says. He says bad choices in any area can bring the same consequences as bad choices in every area. They all separate us from God. There's no such thing as a white lie or a little lie or a black lie or anything like that. It's all what? It's a lie. It's just a lie, and that's sin. You know, so you're not going to be able to get away with that. You see, the problem is that too often we convince ourselves that we can dabble in sin and come out untouched. Oh, I got to tell you folks, from personal experience, that just doesn't happen. There's an old saying that goes like this. This old folk used to say, if you eat the devil's corn, he'll choke you with his collar. Stay out of the devil's backyard. You say, well, I can go into that club and I can have a drink. I wouldn't do that. You're opening yourself up to issues and problems. You're opening yourself up for attack by the enemy. You see, sin always takes us further than we want to go. And it makes us stay longer than we would like to. And costs us more than we want to pay. We got to commit to better choices. In the small and the big things of life. One of the things that someone may be struggling with, this is tax time. And sometimes I'll say, you know what, Lord, should I report this? You know, but I got to tell you this. Remember this. Even though it may seem trivial, it's still sin. Even though it may seem that it's all right, well, everybody else does it, it's still sin. Next time you get ready to dump that trash over in your neighbor's yard, when you think no one's looking, or when you get ready to do something that you know is wrong, well, you know, nobody's going to see me do this. Remember this, your Heavenly Father is looking directly at you. Amen? He sees everything that you do. So you're not going to be able to get away with that. Sin is sin. So sometimes you say, well, it won't hurt if I go visit this website. It may not seem like a big deal to make a false claim on your taxes. It may not seem like a big deal to talk about another person. All of those things may not seem like a big deal. But all these little choices can easily become big choices and problems. What they become is sin. We can't justify a little sin. Sin's goal is always to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's not something to mess with. So when it comes to making better choices, sometimes there's a gray area that can be difficult for us to figure out. We don't all agree on what should be avoided and what should be permitted. But here's a very simple question that you can ask yourself to this point. Ask yourself this. Just because I could, does that mean that I should? Just because I can, does that mean that I should? You see, as humans, God has given us this great, wonderful gift. Incredible. But that gift can be a double-edged sword sometimes. And that gift is a gift of free choice. We always say, oh my goodness, we have free speech. I can do what I want to. And you can. There's consequences. We have been given the authority to make decisions for our lives that can affect us and others. We can choose what we want to wear. We can choose the movies we want to watch. We can choose whomever we want to speak to. We have a choice in the matter. We can do that. But, you know, when we read 1 Corinthians 6:12, and let's go there in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 6:12, Brother Paul is going to tell us about those choices that he talks about at the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, he says this, I have the right to do anything, you say. But not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything, you say. Food for the stomach. I'm sorry, that's verse 13. I'll just stay with 12. It says, I will not be mastered by anything, you say. Now, for context, Paul is specifically addressing some of the poor decisions that the early church in Corinth was making. In terms of their sexuality, they were trying to make a case as to why it didn't really matter what they did with their bodies because they would get a new one at the resurrection. But Paul is saying that is faulty logic. Just because our bodies can engage in sexual acts, that doesn't mean that we should. And Paul makes the case that though we may feel like we are most free when we can do whatever we want, that we are actually mastered by sin when we make unwise choices without the fear of God. Our choices do matter, and just for good measure, I'll tell you this again so you don't forget it. Just because you can does not mean you should. Yes, we have Christian liberty. Yes, you can do anything you want. But remember this, there's consequences for the things you do. Someone could choose to drive 90 miles an hour. Someone could spend so much time on Facebook. And someone could go and rekindle an old flame with a boyfriend or girlfriend. Someone could choose to abuse drugs and alcohol. And you could choose to eat bad food. I should say unhealthy food. We have that choice. What choices you have made in the last year, what have you done in the last year that you need to give it a second chance, that you need to change? What choices do you know that lies ahead of you that you need God's wisdom to navigate? Through prayer, we can position ourselves, we can make better choices just by asking God to guide us and to direct us, and to be truly open to obey him and follow his lead. Now listen to this. In addition to Jesus, We've got each other. Hopefully you've made some good relationships. Hopefully you have good relationships. We need to lean into those relationships as we go forward. Talk through priorities. Talk together about goals and dreams and desires. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs that there is safety in the multitude of counselors. There is safety when we confide in one another. So remember this, there is no better time than the beginning. Let me rephrase that. There is no better time than now to start to make better decisions. I pray and trust that you will take the Lord's wisdom in His Word, and that you would learn, and that you would continue from this day forward to make good choices based on your fear of the Lord. And when you make those choices, you don't have to worry. He's going to guide you and direct you and show you the right way to go. Doesn't matter what other, you follow what the Lord says to do. Amen? Doesn't matter what the world says. You follow Jesus. You follow Him, and He will not lead you astray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you know how many choices that we need to make. You know how many choices are going to be before us. Please help us. Give us wisdom, Lord, and surround us with better people to make choices with better choices, Lord, within this coming year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation,
stand for our hymn of invitation, Rock of Ages, Cleft for me.
page 12. We will begin with the invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins, who seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another.
Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have failed to do your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard your cry of need. Forgive us, we pray. Bring us to joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now, this time you may all make your private confession to the Bible to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. Gave thanks to you, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the whole, for the world, the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, in the company of children of God, let us pray.
Our Father,
Heavenly Father, we so often come to you only in time of need. We forget, Lord, that you are our strength, that you are our comfort, and that all that we have comes from you. We ask that you forgive our forgetfulness and help us to joyfully worship you in all things. Give us the courage to turn loose of those things that bind us, that those things that trouble us. Let us give them to you so that we are freed from joyful worship in your name. We ask all these things in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You have heard the word. There's no such thing as that little lie. It's all there. So, guys, when your significant other says, sweetheart, does this dress make me look fat? Now, the temptation is no. But there is a way that you can truthfully handle it. Well, there are some folks out there that may see a little bit of extra on you, but you are every bit as beautiful as the first day I saw you. Didn't lie. So, take the word and go to the world in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You stand for our closing hymn. His name is wonderful.